It's Morning Edition on WILL. Good morning. I'm Brian Moline. Our station's vintage vinyl sale tomorrow benefiting the Illinois Radio Reader Program. You've heard some promos running on that here the last several weeks. And here to talk about it in more detail is Kathy Spiegel, the coordinator for our Illinois Radio Reader Program. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
A big day with the vintage vinyl sale.
Oh,
it's
yes.
been about 18 months or so since the last one.
Right.
For folks who aren't familiar with it, how does the vintage vinyl sale work?
Well, the vintage vinyl sale takes donations from our listeners and people in the community. We have been accepting LPs. We have been accepting CDs, DVDs, a few things on tape, some VHS tapes. And then we sort those by genre, and we make them available to the general public for a very reduced price.
And it looks like a new venue this year, the Fluid Events Center.
Yes.
Sounds like it'll be a good place for it.
Yes, it's big, has plenty of parking, it has restrooms in the building. There will be a snack bar available, so that's kind of a new twist for us.
Yeah, and for folks who aren't familiar with the Fluid Events Center, just to give them the location, if you could.
Well, the Fluid Events Center is located at 601 North Country Fair Drive, which is the old Hundam Lumber Company.
Okay. For folks who want to get an early start, they'll have an opportunity to do that for a small charge.
Right. Our collectors are invited to come early. 8 o'clock, the doors will open. There is a $5 fee for the first 3 hours of the sale to give those folks special opportunities to gobble up what they like. At 11 o'clock, it'll be open to the general public at no charge.
Okay. And how long will it go tomorrow?
We'll go until 6 o'clock.
And, of course, all the proceeds benefit the Illinois Radio Reader Program. And I thought
right.
it would be a good chance to maybe tell some of our listeners who aren't as familiar with it exactly what the Illinois Radio Reader Program is and how that works.
Well, the program was set up to help serve people who have reading disabilities. So they may have a blindness, they may have an early onset of glaucoma, but it could also be someone with a physical disability who can no longer hold a book or a paper. Our volunteers come in 5 days a week and read from 4 local papers and 5 weekly papers. We read books. We read the Smithsonian. We read other magazines. We do the Christian Science Monitor. We read books. And those are then broadcast locally from 10 to 10 daily, Monday through Friday. And then the other times we accept broadcasts from the Information Center, which is broadcast out of Massachusetts. So we're actually on the air 24 hours a day, every day.
And for folks who want to access the Illinois Radio Reader, how do they access those programs?
Well, if they are visually impaired, they can request a special receiver because we broadcast on a subband, which is only accessible with that special receiver. However, with all the new technology that's out there, they can also go to the website, which is on the WILL website at Illinois Radio Reader. Mm-hmm. Or they can, if they have an Android or an iPhone, there is an application for that called iBlink. And we are listed there, so you can actually listen to us sitting in your car.
Kathy, I know in talking with you about this program before, you're really just so grateful and thankful for all the volunteers that come in and help out.
Oh, we couldn't do it without the volunteers. There are approximately 55 volunteers who are available every week who come in and read either a half hour or an hour.
And you said they read from different local newspapers, weekly newspapers, and some other items
right,
as well.
Right. We do the Bloomington paper, the Pantograph. We do the News Gazette. We do the Decatur Herald and the Decatur Tribune. We also do the local News Gazette. We do the Vermilion County News, or have been able to so far. And then there are 4 local papers that are weeklies, Rantoul, Paxton, Muhammad, and Monticello, that we do on Fridays.
Okay. Kathy Spiegel, the coordinator for the Illinois Radio Reader Program, gearing up for the big vintage vinyl sale at the Fluid Events Center from 8 until 6 tomorrow.
Right. And I might say that if you're really a bargain hunter, if you want to come out around 4 o'clock, it will be half price sale. You can pick over what's left and get it at a really good deal.
All right. Very good. So check that out tomorrow at the Fluid Events Center, the vintage vinyl sale benefiting the Illinois Radio Reader Program. Kathy Spiegel, thank you so much.
Thanks for inviting me.
And this is Morning Edition on WILL.